Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Every year at this time, I hear people in the North saying, I hate snow, or I hate the cold, or they say both. This year, not as much snow or cold. So many are saying, we need spring, except, of course, for the groundhogs, because, well, they can never agree. Personally, I love the snow. So you see, it's hard to snowshoe on dirt because we have very little snow this year. But I've traveled to warmer climates in the winter, but shh, don't tell anyone. Like, you get that sun in your face, you're wearing shorts and flip-flops, and yes, it is great. Hey, I love the cold, I love the snow, but there's those few times I've spent some winter time, you know, a lot of it's business, travel, filming, and you're in that warmer climate, and yeah, it's good. So let's talk about the destination. It doesn't matter. Wait, why would I say that? See, I was just repeating what others say. See, to me, it matters. First, what type of activities do you want to undertake? Snorkeling, horseback riding on the beach, fishing, or counting waves? See, counting waves is my explanation for the person who wants to set up that little beach chair, you know, the ones that are really low to the ground, right near the waterline as the tide is coming in, and you just sit there, pair of sunglasses, your eyes might be open, they may not be open, and you're just sitting there relaxing. And some people, hey, I know they need that. You know, and for a few others, they just keep telling me, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And for those of you that know the song, know what I'm talking about. Also, if you are offered by a friend or a family member to use their vacation home, definitely take advantage of it. My friend Jim, for years, kept saying to me, because he had a condo, he and his wife, in the Florida Keys. And he kept saying, hey, anytime you want to come down, let me know. Go down there, go down. Hey, and then Jim, because again, great friend, great man. And he'd say, hey, just come up and get the keys. Go down on your own. Just use it. And I never took him up on it. And that's the mistake I made, because after a hurricane, theirs really was not affected that much, they decided to sell it. So I did not get a chance. So if somebody invites you down there, go. If somebody says, hey, here's the keys, go. So I did miss out on that one, and I'll give you that. So when you need that getaway, that mid-winter vacation, here's a list of what I call the must-dos. Your job is to enjoy a sunrise. And I mean all of them. You know what? This is me. My faithful listeners, you know that I am the morning person. Matter of fact, it is pitch black in the studio right now. I'm guessing it's probably around 5:30 a.m. because this is who I am. And I enjoy all those sunrises. And probably one of the most, and you're going to hear me say this throughout my must-dos, those sunrises are just peaceful. So speaking about peace, because, you know, hey, you know, and I don't like to use the word, but the society is the word, oh, I'm in a rat race, I need to get away. Well, if you need to get away, then you do need to find peace. But you also need to find peace where you came from, where you live too. And we'll get to that in another show. Now, every day in the must-dos, you got to take a peaceful walk, whether it's on the beach or on a trail. You might be near a national park or national forest. This refreshes the mind and the body. This is what vacations are for, and I mean every day. And now you can transfer that peaceful walk when you go home. Hey, people say to me, well, where you live, it's cold. I think that's why they invented clothes. You get to put extra layers of clothes. And yeah, I'm joking, but hey, to me, it's like, I always say this, like when I am up here in the north, and it is even wintertime, I go out for a walk. And when I go out for a walk, I say, I'm going out to solve the world's problems. But you're really going out to solve everything that's going on in your life. And it is just, it is a great way to spend the day, whether you're with someone and having a great conversation or you're on your own. Now, in my list of must-dos, learn something new about nature. Maybe it's birds. And you know what? If you're going to some place where there's an ocean, there are shorebirds. And you know what? If you don't live near the ocean, and I am a mountain man, if you don't live near the ocean, the shorebirds are so different, and it's something really to need to learn for me, I'm saying. And with that being said, there's so many bird clubs, you can just link onto them before you get there. They do some weekly walks that are down there. You can learn so much. And once again, it is peaceful. And I've said this before on other shows, birders, they love to share their knowledge. You could be know zero about birds and go there, enjoy the time. The birders are just the nicest people. And everywhere I go, they are the nicest people. And you're going to learn something too. So far, my must-dos for one person of the family is a sunrise. Well, if you're on your own, no big deal. If you're with a family, they are going to complain. I don't want to get up for a sunrise. I want to sleep. It won't be until you return from the trip that they're going to go, hey, I just want to thank you. It might be a child going, I don't want to get. And then they want to thank you because they're going to realize what it's like to see it. Because, hey, people see sunsets. The sun rises, very few people are there. It is peaceful. If you're with your family, you bring the Frisbee, like all the things. You got your dog. And again, many beaches allow dogs early in the morning, as long as you clean up for them, which you should anyway. Now, talking about somebody who said, I can't believe you got me up. Well, it wasn't a get up. Well, years ago, my cousin Kevin, who's one of my best friends in life, and his friend Paul, who's a very good friend of mine, we were doing some hiking through Bryce Canyon in Zion National Park. And me, one of my degrees happens to be in botany. So anytime I'd see a plant that I didn't understand what it was, needed to know a little bit more about it, or its flowering and structure, we'd be done with a hike and I'd go, oh, we got to stop at the ranger station. And Kevin would be going, no, we ain't doing that anymore. No more. And I'd stop. I'd learn something. I'd share it with them. And the next day I'd see something else and he would be going, no, we are not stopping. And I stopped and we learned. And at the end of the trip on the way home, Kevin said to me, he goes, by the way, man, he goes, I know I broke your chops about all that. He goes, but I learned so much about something I didn't know anything about. So I just, say, in those must-dos, learning is part of it. Now, in my list of must-dos, if you're near a beach, you must do a beach walk. No, it's not the sunrise one. This is just that, once again, you're going to hear me, that peaceful walk. During the daytime, when there's many people on the beach, and you go, well, why? Because part of it is just talking to people. And you're meeting people. You're enjoying learning about them and from them, too. My cousin Richard said to me one time, he goes, you can talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime, because I use the word howdy. Most people say hello, but I'm a Western type of guy, and howdy. And I say howdy, and just have a conversation. And it's a joyful conversation. Now, if you're with your family, you must add, here's your must-do on this one, wave jumping. You know when the waves are just coming in, and they're like 6 inches tall, and then the next one might be 8 inches tall or 12 inches tall. Well, wave jumping is just keep running in, jumping over wave jumping. Just, could you imagine? Just like it sounds. Are you going to get wet? Yes. Well, while you're getting wet and have, it is a blast to be doing it, but you can be doing this on the walk down the beach. And there was one day that Gabby's saying to me, I don't really want to go to the beach. And I just wanted to go during the day with people, do a little wave jumping. And I'm letting you know that, number one, there was a small dog shark in the water. Got to see him up close and personal. Some wave jumping, some shells. It was just a really cool thing. And just so you know that my sister Diane was there. And Diane loves to collect a couple little shells, but she loves to find sea glass. And sea glass, obviously, just like it sounds, somebody had broken a bottle broke somehow, it's in the ocean. And with the wave action, the friction, it just smooths the glass out. So you get, hey, here's my environmental science coming out. You get a little weathering and erosion of the glass and a smooth surface. And they are really cool pieces to find. And on that walk, we also found a newborn baby, because it's a newborn, sea turtle. So you see, going for those little walks, once again, I say peaceful, family time, all these different things. Well, on my list of must-dos is riding a bike. And do me a favor. If you haven't ridden a bike in 87 million years, some people haven't ridden it since they were children, make sure you go on a path or a trail or something that's not overcrowded, because you need to make sure you maintain control. With that being said, you must wear a helmet. And if you're an adult, you must wear a helmet, especially if you're with a family, because you don't know how many families, and here's one of my pet peeves in life. I will see a family anywhere in USA. All the children have helmets and the parents don't. So what the parents are telling their children are, well, when you get older, you don't need to wear one because your head must be harder. No, you're a role model, number one. And number two, it should be on anyway. But I'm going to let you know, when you go for a slow pedal, it is a great way to see new places, because every day you just go in a different direction. And if you found the perfect trail at the end of the week, you're going, I'm going back to do that one. That is on my list of must-dos. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or at one of the stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, for me, and this isn't on the list of must-dos, but I guess it's on the Joey B list of must-dos. For me, it's beach volleyball. I used to play volleyball at a high level. And I'm going to let you know that as you go along these beaches, there are all the different courts. The key thing is to find a game with the same ability level as you. Because if you jump into a game where guys that are high level and you're not there, number one, they're not happy. And number two, you're not having fun, because it's sort of the game just gets played around you. And I'll also let you know that if you're with your family, this is just go find a court. Ask somebody if you can borrow a volleyball if you don't have one, and just do a little family fun. It's a unity thing, and it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. It's family time, and to me, that is important. Now, on your midwinter vacation, if fishing is your thing, you got a couple options. You can carry your gear on board the plane. Some of you that have lots of good saltwater gear, surf gear, whatever you're looking to do, backwaters. Or you can, and this is typically what I do, is I ship, if I say I'm going to a motel or I'm going to someone's home, I ship so much gear there pre. This way I don't have to worry about it on the plane, getting lost on the plane. That's not me losing it, it's the airlines losing it, and it gets there. Well, when I was doing my research out in Idaho, and I'd be there in the summertime, I would ship all of my gear because I was going to be, after Idaho research, jumping right over to Yellowstone National Park, and you heard me say this so many times on my shows, I'd be out there, and that'd be my break would be fly fishing Yellowstone. Life does not get better than that. But it was just easier to send it there. But I also want you to know that if you're going to hook up with a fishing guide, and typically you do that, and you do your homework before you're going to your midwinter vacation spot, fishing guides will have gear for you. Now, if there are any jetties there and you're just like the novice going, hey, I just want to go fish for the day, be careful. Jetties and the algae that's there, the closer you get to where the waves crash, the closer there's going to be algae. And you don't know how many people I have seen slip and fall on jetties. I had one family member with a serious fall, but I've seen many others there. So just be careful. Now, I'm going to add this to the must-do list. It's kayaking the back waters. And when I say the backwaters, you get into lagoons and things like that. And when I say this, and I mean it, you're just there at leisure and it is peaceful. If you're by yourself or you're with your group or your family, it is just a great time. The reason for kayaks is you all can be together, but somebody wants to go explore a little bit up the coast a little bit or in the back part of the lagoon, and there they go and they're off. But you're still collectively together, and I do like that. And if you're going to fish from the kayak, and I'd say do two separate ones. Do the fishing from the kayak, and that's wonderful, but still go for that slow backwater paddle. And I know for those of you that are fishermen or women, on this slow one, don't take the rod. And then some of you are going, but I got to take the rod. No, no. Hey, for me, I'm going to let you know that I have done this, and it's hard for me to separate my fishing rods from me. But yeah, I do that. And I'm going to say this. Whether you're in skinny water, and that's shallow water, or heavy water, deep water, your PFD, your personal flotation device, your life vest for the older folk, should be on you all the time. Now, in my must-dos, I'm going to add this if you've never done it before. And you can rent them when you're down there, because you can rent the kayaks, obviously. It's tough to take those on board. They just don't fit in the overhead compartment there. How about renting a paddleboard? And hey, for those of you that love aerobics, they do paddleboard aerobics. They do paddleboard yoga. And me, I just like to paddleboard. Got a couple of them myself. But when I go to places, yeah, I just rent it out and just go for that. Once again, shh, peaceful. Yes. Now, I'm going to give you one. It's not on the must-do list unless you're a family. But I'm going to tell you, if you have not done this in 80 million bajillion years, you need to. It's to go fly a kite. People are like, what do you mean go fly a kite? You go late afternoon when the sea breeze turns into a land breeze because of the convection currents. Hey, I'm an environmental scientist. You know, I got to throw a little science in there. But I am letting you know, when the wind kicks up in late afternoon and it's that land breeze and you got a kite going, the kite just keeps moving upward, higher and higher. Just a great thing. And when you're with the family, it is just a great family thing to do. But I'm going to let you know, hey, you're out there, you're hanging out. Maybe it's a business trip. And you go, I can get a little pleasure. And people go, what'd you do? I flew a kite. Oh, yeah, it was fun. And you just had this great time doing it. Now, let's talk safety. Because you know me, doesn't matter where I go. Like I spoke to you about the PFDs and all. We need safety. If you're going out somewhere, always leave a note in your room where you're going and be specific. So if it's solo, say, hey, I went to rent a kayak, business on Route 35, etc., and leave a note to your family, because sometimes the families do little different activities. Somebody wanted to go to the beach. Somebody decided midday, hey, I am going to the, leave that note so everyone knows where you are going. Next thing, safety, hydration. If you're going from the winter time to the summertime feeling, you're not used to heat and the evaporation rate. Always bring 2 times the amount of water you think you need for everyone. Encourage water breaks for everyone. So if you're paddling along, all right, everyone stop, everyone drink. So it's like the team drink type of thing. And watch your youth, because many times the youth, they simply have to be encouraged, or so to speak, pushed to drinking some. Real important. So let's make sure that everyone stays hydrated. Now let's talk sunblock versus sunscreen. Hey, they both work. Scientists keep doing a little bit of, more than a little bit. They're experimenting with it. And I'm going to let you know that sunblocks work better than sunscreens. When we look at SPF numbers, we know that we're looking at the number 30. If you're hitting there, you're good. And you need to reapply. Even if it says sweatproof, it is not sweatproof, so you need to reapply. And especially with friction. If you go swimming, the friction of water, especially the waves, it's going to get knocked off. You need to reapply. But it doesn't matter what you're doing. Make sure it's on. And so you know the absorption rate. You need to put it on at least a half hour before you head to the sun. So think about sun blocking, sun screening up before you leave your room in the morning, especially if you're going to do sunrise and then you're going to stay out on that beach for many hours or other activities right from there. Now, with safety, energy is a key one. And you know me, I'm a quality food guy. I always say quality in, quality out, meaning if you're going to expend a lot of energy, you want to use some great energy. So fruits, vegetables, nuts. Make up bags, like the little Ziplocs in the cooler. Make up bags for everyone and a couple extra bags because, hey, you will meet people along the way. They're sitting down with, hey, you want an extra apple, whatever your favorites are. And that's the great thing about fruits and vegetables. There's so many of them. So obviously you're going to select the ones that you like. Now, if you're out there in the sun all day long and the sun is beating down upon your head, whether you have a full head of hair or not, how about wearing a hat? It's like your personal little porch. And I'm going to say that if your hat's coming off, you're going swimming, well, then put a bandana on. And me, I like to use long sleeve rash guards. I have a long sleeve rash guard that's got an SPF 50 to it, so I don't have to sunscreen up my body or arms ever. You know, so there's just something to be said about that. So that might be a little bit of an investment, and especially in the wintertime, in most of the companies, the sales online, and again, I'm saying online because it's difficult to find them in stores, are great. So that is something for you as well. So here's my question. We're the cold weather people talking about, hey, we need a midwinter vacation because we're going to go to someplace warm, and it doesn't have to be the ocean. It could be Arizona, which I do love, by the way. So what are the people in Florida, like, what do they say in the middle of the wintertime? Do they say, I'm tired of the heat and I want to go to the cold for relief of all this heat? I've never heard one ever saying that. So a midwinter vacation, find enjoyment, change your mindset, find peace, recharge yourself. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.